Blog Talk Radio. Even when my strength is lost, I'll praise you. Even when I have no soul, I'll praise you.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go into the sermon, okay? It's titled Love is Present. Okay? In James chapter 2, verse 26 tells us, faith apart from works is dead. So if we're going to experience the fullness of life offered to us through our faith, we must be those who put our work into action. We must not profess to love God on Sundays and live as if he isn't present, real, or good on Monday. May your faith come alive this week as you seek to be a doer of the word. One of the most comforting aspects of God's character is that he is present. Jesus made clear God's desire to be present when he left his throne and took on humanity. God has never desired distance with his children. He fights to have a close relationship with us every day. This week we're looking at how we can not only receive God's word, but experience more of God through being doers of his word. So today let's explore how we can follow the example of Jesus and be present for those around us. Being present in lives always requires sacrifice. It requires stepping outside of what will solely benefit you in order to live for the benefit of others. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 teaches us, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than ourselves. Okay? Jesus counted you and me as more significant than his own life. He died so that we might live, and he calls us to do the same. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And John chapter 12, verse 24 makes it clear that in order to bear fruit in this life, we must die to ourselves. So truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls in the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies and bears much fruit, choose today to be a doer of the word and die to yourself that you might be better love others. You see, before people need your advice, they need your presence. Before our need to be fixed, we simply need to know we are loved and cared for. It is in the giving and receiving of love that healing takes place. Being present creates a space for them to thrive, heal, and be transformed. So who in your life needs to be present from them today? In what ways has God been present in your own life? In what ways has he demonstrated his nearness to you? And in what ways could you be in his reflection today? I promise you there is someone around you that needs to be present in their life. There is someone who simply needs to know that somebody would love them enough to think about them, to be near to them. So take time today to let someone know you are there for them. Listen, love, and watch as God works through you simply being present in the lives of others. Take a moment to reflect on God's nearness to you. Receive his presence and encounter his closeness. In Psalms 139, verses 7 to 12, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as day, for darkness is as light with you. So now ask the Spirit to show you someone who needs you to be present for them today. Spend time thinking about and praying for that person. Ask God how he could and how he would have you present in their life. How can you be a reflection of God's love to them today? Have the courage to humble yourself before people around you. Count them as more significant than yourself. Being present isn't about what they can give you in return or even how they appear to receive your love. Love selfishly today the way Jesus did, and experience the joy and peace that comes from serving rather than seeking to be served. I highly suggest that you read Philippians chapter 2 and bring this devotional more to life for you. Amen. Now, Let's get into the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing what to do or which way to go or which way up or down? Okay? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Okay? Or gambling, sexual immorality, overeating, whatever the issue may be. See, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he must know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, Terry McGillicuddy, for your opinion, but it's not necessary. Okay. Yeah, so do you. Okay. Anyway. Well, we're going to play some music.
Pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring Tony in, and he's going to do the Bible reading. Let me get
you can leave it right there in the chat room.
Let me leave it right there in the chat room.
Don't bring up anything. I'm not going to read. Let me sit down for a minute.
You're not?
No, let me sit down for a minute. I'm just going to take about 5 minutes of your show. Tonight we're not going to read. We're almost out of time anyway because the phone seems to be bothering. You know, people, normally I would come out right now and I would read from the Bible and try to give you a few words of inspiration, but I can see people in the chat room being so hateful and whatever and whatnot. I control this show and this and that. I do not control this show. Kenny doesn't take phone calls because of the way he was treated when he stopped taking them. I have nothing to do with that. This is not my show. I simply come on because Kenny asks me to. Other than that, I sit in the living room. I listen to his show. I have nothing to say about callers. But, you know, what you ought to really think about is all that's going on in the world right now. We have COVID. We have policemen killing people in the street. We have protesters burning up buildings. We have police shooting beanbag guns at people in the street. And all you're interested in is coming on this show and talking crap. What seems to be the problem? And, Turd, how do you know who's with AIDS? You know, you talk like you are somebody's doctor or whatever. For as far as we know, you're the one who has it, and have probably been spreading it to everybody. So please, this is the reason Ken closed the chat room in the first place, guys. You know? So I have nothing to do with it. I don't want anything to do with it. I simply do Ken a favor, and that's what I do. So, you know, maybe I should tell Ken, yes, go back to no chat room, go back to no callers, and all of that. All you do is come on the show and say that Ken steals and he reads off of other people's word. Well, yes, Ken has always said that. He is here to spread the word, to share the word. He does not write the word. The word is not original to him. So I don't know why you come here. All you do is come and complain about his preaching and about what he speaks about and complain. Well, now we all know Tony Gaga, the king of blog talk, is back. So why don't y'all go back to his show? Oh, wait a minute. He's barely taking phone calls. And he stopped his chat room too, didn't he? I guess he took the lead. Well, good for him. So go on with your crying and cussing and talking about dead family members and whatever you have to do. Because believe you me, guys, you're not bothering me. You don't bother me. Not at all. So, if Ken wants to take a phone call when he sits down, that is entirely up to him. And I don't know. You know, I convinced Ken that he should open up his chat room again tonight and see what happens. And look what happened. It all came down to this. It's all about me. No, it's not about me. This is Ken's show. Ken pays for it. Ken can do what he wants. You know, it's not up to me. It's not up to you. If he gets his word out to just one person, like Kossoff, just one person who wants to listen to the word, then he's doing what he set his mind to. He's not here for the rest of you. He's not here as a joke. He's not here to be taken advantage of, to be made look stupid like y'all like to do him. No, and that's why he stopped taking phone calls, because he was tired of being talked down to. Now, maybe if he got real callers who wanted religious questions and wanted help, then maybe he'd open up his callers again. But he knows good and well all he's going to get are troll calls, and nobody's going to talk about the Lord. Nobody's got any problems. You say you want somebody to come on and you want to do a prayer, but you want to do a prayer for somebody that you're going to talk bad about. You don't know Kossoff is beating his kids or drinking. You don't know this. You just assume. So Who is Alex Staples, Bishop Cornelius, Don Cornelius? Oh, hey, Don. That is who is Kenny's running by right now because he had problems with his Facebook. So there is no Alex Staples. Ta-da! Anything else you need to know? I think I've made it very clear. I don't run this show. I don't control Ken. Ashley, your fears are delicious. Really? My fears are delicious. I have no idea what that is supposed to mean, because the only one crying up on here is you, Ashley. So, all I see is nothing good going on here in the chat room. Nobody's asking for prayer. Nobody's saying, let's bless somebody. It's all nastiness. Nastiness. And why is that? All Ken wants to do is spread the word, and y'all can't even let him do that. You already chased off Tony Gaga once, and now he's back, and he doesn't want to deal with y'all either. So why would you expect Ken to? Can you answer me that? I can read, Ashley. I have a college degree, dear. I can read. Thank you. I don't have to go online and pretend to be a girl, knowing good and well I'm a dude, like you, Ashley. So, till you can come at me as who you truly are, don't bother. Bogart Brand, take my call. I have a prayer request. Bogart, is that prayer for stop not beating his kids and being an alcoholic? If it is, we know that's not true. And no, Ken said he's not going to answer that. Oh, now I'm an attention whore. Really? And Ashley says, you have no prof. What is a prof?
Proof.
Do you know how to write, Ashley? What is prof? Well, the board is just lighting up here. It seems I got on here and everybody wants to call in. How about if I take phone calls?
Go ahead.
Nah, they're not saying anything. Now, see, Miss Sparkles, Tony F. has taken over the show. No, I'm not taking over the show. This is where Ken normally lets me come on, has me on to read the Bible and whatnot, but I don't figure y'all are worth reading the Bible to, most of you, so why bother? Prayer request via phone call. Well, Turd, you know you're not calling in to make any prayer requests, so why bother with that? Let's see. 1111111111. No, that's no fun. 814. Do you know who 814 is?
Yes, that's Tossup. That's Doug.
That's Doug.
Yeah. So if he press the one key, okay, you just.
But that's what that says 111.
Well, you go to Costco, which is 814.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see if you press the. Okay, you scroll.
How do I do that?
You scroll.
Kossoff, no, it's not. Oh, that's not him calling? No, yeah, he said that's not him. Somebody pretending. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, since y'all don't. Oh, take a call. Which number is yours, Turd?
111.
You call in under your own numbers. Anybody that calls in right now under their own numbers, Ken will answer the call. How's that? But no 11111s. Ken and I will sit here and do a double party with y'all. Also, who are you to criticize someone for pretending to be a gender you're not? Oh, I'm a dude. Dude all the way. Now, I do female impersonation and have time, but I'm not a girl. Never pretend. Never said I was. Dude, got all the dude parts. So, back it up, Ashley. Where's your poof?
Where's your poof?
Well, that's what she said earlier. With duct tape balls. Nope, don't have to use duct tape. Sorry. Oh, Ken, I don't know how you put up with these people every night. You know, you should be blessed.
Yeah, I know.
You should be blessed for the people you put up with.
I know.
No wonder you stopped taking calls and putting up with this chat room. You're absolutely right. Nobody wants to be saved. All they want to do is tear you down.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
Let's see, 210-998-876.
That's Grover Washington.
Oh, no, he's not allowed to call because he called on my phone. He busted into my territory, so nope, no Grover Washingtons. Alrighty then, since none of you are big enough to call in under your own phone numbers, I guess we're going to play a little music. We are going to hear Shauna Connor, Amazing Grace. Just hit that?
Yeah.